Welcome to Night Vale is a podcast from Commonplace Books, an online arts community. The podcast takes place in a creepy, fictional town where many strange and unusual events occur.
A friendly desert community where the sun is still hot, the moon still beautiful, and mysterious lights still pass overhead while we all pretend to sleep. Welcome to Night Vale.
So Welcome to Night Vale is set in that friendly desert community. It's a podcast narrated by the community radio announcer. This July, the podcast briefly surpassed This American Life's number one ranking on iTunes Top 10 Audio Podcasts. Jeffrey Craner and Joseph Fink are its creators. They join us. Gentlemen, good to talk to you.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So for those of our listeners who haven't heard Welcome to Night Vale yet, Jeffrey Craner, how would you describe the show in brief?
Well, I think the shortest version is that we hear is kind of a Stephen King's Lake Wobegon or David Lynch does NPR.
But nice.
It's a small desert town, fictional, of course, in the American Southwest, where every conceivable conspiracy theory is true, where things like ghosts and angels are real.
Wow, that's a nice analogy. I like it. So, Joseph Fink, you've got this whole universe of Night Vale. It keeps growing. How do you keep track of what Night Vale looks like?
What it looks like? I mean, we don't really do actually a lot of that. It's a very we avoid visual descriptions a lot.
In terms of keeping it, it's all in my head.
It's all in your head. Like what it looks like is what you think it looks like for the most part. That makes it way easier to keep track of because then it's just sort of like people are like, I think this looks like this, and you can just be like, right, yep. Yeah. In terms of continuity, we mostly just try and do it by memory badly.
You're maintaining this mystery in this world. It keeps getting bigger and more complex. What's your goal? What are you trying to create overall? I mean, you gave me the single sentence description. Now, give me a little more.
We're trying to.
Okay.
I don't care. I just should have said something because we're not looking at each other.
It's okay. Jeffrey and I can point at each other.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if we're going for anything larger at all. I mean, really, it's just about making it a continual living thing. It's community radio from this community. And the community may be strange, but it's a living community. It has citizens and life goes on. And so it differs a little bit from things like television shows that have these seasons that end or a book that ends. Because for us, it's less about this driving narrative force to any specific ending. It's more just following life in this town. And sometimes things happen and sometimes we're just watching, you know, it's a lazy day in Night Vale, and we're just hanging out and we're checking in on everyone. And so kind of as the months go by, we can just watch this community slowly change and grow.
We have some nice artifices. I don't mean it in a negative way, but some artifices to make that happen, right? You have this reminds me a little bit of Eureka, that sci-fi show, but also you've got sort of what they had in Northern Exposure, where you had the radio guys sort of narrating the show. And that's, in a sense, what Cecil is doing, the main character, the narrator. But he's doing a little more in that, right, as the community radio broadcaster. Isn't that right, Jeffrey?
Yeah. It's the heart of the show really is in storytelling more than anything. It's Cecil's voice every 2 weeks tells us the stories of things that are going on, and he connects in that way. It, of course, borrows from the weird American town trope, I think about Erie, Indiana, a show from the early 90s, or thinking about the Twilight Zone or things like that. But Cecil is our guide through all of that, and more than anything, we get compared a lot to, like, it's a radio drama, but it really has more to do with simple storytelling and Cecil being our guide.
A few episodes back, Cecil fell in love. Here he is describing his first date.
All right. News done. So, now let's talk about the date. Carlos and I met up in Old Town. I was wearing my best tunic and furry pants, and he had on a laid-back weekend lab coat. We were both beautiful in the late afternoon sunlight. Each other's dreams met in a real world moment.
That's Cecil from the Welcome to Night Vale podcast. Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner are the creators of the podcast. The whole show is, in a sense, from Cecil's perspective. I can we trust him as a narrator?
I think we can trust him as much as we trust all humans, which is to say, I mean, not very. Like, about certain things, sure, but in general, he's seeing the world how he sees the world, which is not objectively. And so I think all narrators are ultimately unreliable.
Yeah, yeah. So Joseph Fink is one of the creators of this. Welcome to Night Vale. You talk about it being a town where conspiracies are true. What are the conspiracies you're drawing from?
Really, as many as possible. I mean, you know, we have so much space to kind of spread out and try things. And so if I haven't covered a conspiracy, it's only because I haven't gotten around to it yet. There's nothing I'm kind of, I think, intentionally leaving out. I mean, I just think conspiracy theories are fascinating. I think they're this amazing way that people try and explain how confusing life is by building these almost even more confusing structures in this attempt to logically explain why everything is the way it is. I love conspiracy theories.
And I would add to that, to you, growing up I grew up in Dallas, and the Kennedy conspiracy theories always abounded there, and that was a popular discussion. And there's something really comforting about the fact that there would be a conspiracy to kill the president, and it's not just one single crazy guy. That's really actually sort of the more terrifying aspect. It would be more comforting to think that a whole bunch of people had to coordinate in order to make that happen.
How'd you guys decide to do a podcast and do kind of this hybrid of old-time radio plus some new ways of telling stories? Jeffrey Craner, how'd you start?
Oh, sure. Well, I think the main thing is Joseph and I love podcasting, or we love listening to podcasts, I should say. And there are a lot of podcasts we like and like listening to, and we also like each other, and we like working together and writing together. And so we wanted to – Joseph approached me about a couple years ago about, hey, I want to do a podcast. I said, great. And he sat down for a while. It took him a couple months, and he came up with this concept. And it really just was – it was no goal to say, let's do a radio storytelling, or let's do a radio drama, or let's set it in a fictional Southwest town. It was more a matter of let's do a podcast that no one else is doing, because they're already doing it and we want to challenge ourselves to make something new and different. And this is the idea Joseph came back with, and it was brilliant and wonderful, and I wanted to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is the idea of doing a podcast came first, and then Night Vale came later.
All right, you're Night Vale's set in community radio, as we talked about, and Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner are the creators of this podcast. The station management at this radio station, they're a little weird.
Here at the radio yes. station, it's contract negotiation season with the station management again. That's always an interesting time. Now, obviously, I'm not allowed to go into details, but negotiation is tricky when you're never allowed to glimpse what you're negotiating with. Station management stays inside their office at all times. Sometimes you can see movements through the frosted glass, large shapes shifting around, strange tendrils whipping through the air.
Strange tendrils at the Night Vale Community Radio. Station management's kind of the man. They're always out to get us a little bit. Anyway, Joseph, does this reflect your feelings about where the news media is going?
No, not directly. Boy, it was interesting to listen to that clip, because that's one of our very early episodes. I have not actually heard that episode in probably well over a year. Yeah. I feel like with station management, with a lot of the things, with the city council, which is also this monstrous entity, and the mayor, Pamela, who is always shouting bizarre things and disappearing into portals, I think with all of those, there's a certain sense that, yes, they're terrifying, but they are terrifying. They are our monsters, that they somehow are on our side and that they belong to us. And Night Vale is kind of a lot about that, that a lot of the things in Night Vale are horrifying, but they're also – Night Vale is horrifying. And so we're also now introducing this thing where there's maybe outside forces coming in. And
yeah, they're coming in. I think it's great you guys are working in this form. It's a lot of fun. The Night Vale podcast, Jeffrey Craner and Joseph Fink are creators. Welcome to Night Vale. Thank you both. It's The Record.